Whatever happened to Sputnik? Did it fall back to the ground?
It did. It came back into the atmosphere and burned up. You know, I'm not sure exactly when that would have happened. Batteries gave out long before that. But it was a. It also, you know, there were people who said that they saw it, that they could actually, with the naked eye, at sunrise or sunset, if it was in the perfect spot, they might see it. Others thought that this was just the perhaps trailing bits of the rocket itself that were larger. But it's possible because it was polished to an incredible bright finish. And in fact, it was one of the great stories is that when the chief designer was explaining to his workers the tolerance of the work that he wanted, how perfect it had to be, he put a sample Sputnik on a pedestal with a velvet cloth around it and explained to them that this is going to be like a museum piece and your work has to be that perfect.
And it was, and it freaked out some scientists and military people and politicians in the United States when it went up. And other people, you know, they kind of got with the program. They thought, okay, cool, that's one thing. Now it'll be our turn, or we better get on this. And they weren't threatened by it as much as they were inspired by it.
No, the reactions were across the spectrum. Today, I think we all like to remember or believe that people cowered, that Americans were frightened and panicked. And I think over time, people did get a little irritated that we weren't catching up faster. But at the beginning, Eisenhower was very reassuring. And there are many people who thought, well, this is an interesting challenge. And although all kinds of stories circulated about what Sputnik was capable of doing, people thought that it was sending and retrieving messages or that it could spy on us. And really, all it could do was go beep, beep, beep.
Right.
And it hurt some people's feelings. There's a great story. I was in the National Archives outside of Washington, and I came across this carefully typed report from someone named Chester B. Cunningham. And Chester B. worked in Peru for America. Actually, he was supposed to be setting up a station of radio receiving devices for future space launches by the U.S. And when this Sputnik went up, all the people in the nearby city came to the gate and they wanted to hear it. So he made it his job to record the sound of this satellite and come out to the gate and play it for the local people. But he was very disturbed that America lost face with this Soviet triumph. And then at the very end of his report, he puts in for the overtime.
Yeah. Oh, better get.
And by the way, I worked 8 extra hours.
Well, and then and before we got another rocket, really, the Soviets were able to get up Sputnik 2.
Laika, yes, the space dog. And, you know, there's some wonderful stories about the selection of Laika. She was one of 3 or 4 dogs that were finalists to go up in space. And actually, the Soviet broadcasters in that time did radio shows about her and introduced her to Soviet children, her barking. And in one of the more poignant anecdotes, she was taken out of the laboratory where she was kept and allowed to go home with one of the technicians at the space complex, the Soviet space complex, on the night before she went up. So she got one day with a family and children and was apparently a delightful dog. And she was picked for her personality, that she was easily trained and very calm. And they designed this space capsule for her to ride in, and then lied to everyone and said, oh, no, she's going to be fine up there. Yeah. And we might even bring her back.
Right, right.
She was doomed from the start.
And she was chosen, not, as you say, not just for her personality, but also because she was cute. And somewhere at the even amongst the bureaucracy of the Soviet Union, somebody there caught on to the idea that this was a great PR move to have a cute dog go up in space, not a durable dog so much as a dog that would look great and be a good and make everybody happy that dog is floating around in outer space.
Well, and Leica wound up on postage stamps and cigarette packs, and there were Leica toys, and she was definitely the most famous dog in the world for a while. Sadly, you know, she did die probably within a few orbits. She didn't last very long, although there were reports of her continuing for days after her launch. And eventually the people who were involved in animal rights back then, the Societies for the Prevention of Cruelties to Animals, protested and made their concerns known, but she was already just a bag of bones by then.
Yeah, well, there was never an intention of bringing her back down again, right?
No, right. Not at all.
So, I mean, regardless of whether how many times she survived going around the Earth, did they tell the people at the time she's going up and then she's never coming back down again? Did they know that?
They never really addressed it.
Okay.
Certainly they knew it. The public, it was something that everybody just kind of avoided talking about.
Right.
You know, think about it. There's just a dead dog circling around over you. You don't want to hear about that.
It's kind of creepy to think there's a dead dog flying. And now, did Sputnik 2 come back down again?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay.
She did get a proper cremation at some point coming back in.
Yeah, I imagine on reentry, maybe.
Well, and, you know, the thing that people didn't know, you know, at the very time that Leica was being prepared and then launched, we were sending black bears from the Adirondacks to military centers where they were riding rocket sleds and getting killed. We were putting guinea pigs into jet fighters and exposing them to the elements. And some of them, they'd put them in the container, and the container would have an inch hole for air, and then when they got back down, the container would be empty.
So they knew the guinea pig had gone through the inch-wide hole.
Right. We weren't exactly completely humane ourselves.
Right. No. I'm not thinking of it that way. And, yeah, that would be and they don't have video of what happened to the guinea pig, right? But they did have video on Leica for a while, didn't they? Going around the, couldn't they get an image of her?
They did have. They might have been video image stills, you know, a stills broadcast back down.
Right.
And
okay.
They did have some monitoring of her respiration and heart rate, and this is one thing that I thought was fascinating is that the animals, from what I read, tended to settle down after the launch. You know, their heart rate would go up and they'd breathe heavy going up. By the time they were in orbit, they would quiet back down, and it was a positive portent for human spaceflight. You know, if a dog could be close to our size, and you figure, well, if she fared that well, maybe a person would too.